At the start of a year like no other, the U.S. is also seeing inauguration ceremonies like no other today. I'm not just talking about the fact that everyone was wearing masks. You know, the National Mall was empty. There were diverse performers, artists, poets, musicians, and politicians, of course. During her remarks, Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar said that when VP-elect Kamala Harris takes the oath, she's now officially the vice president, she said she little boys and girls across America will know that anything is possible. What a beautiful thing. Sanjita Doshi is a politician, a councilwoman in Cherry Hill Township, New Jersey. She is also of South Asian heritage. She has met Kamala Harris and felt that spark of inspiration. She joins us now. Hello, Councilwoman Doshi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. How's your day been? Have you been glued to the inauguration coverage today like me?
Oh, glued. It just feels like the sun is coming out again and we all feel a little lighter. That's what it feels like.
Wasn't it amazing how when they started the ceremonies, it was kind of cloudy and a little bit of snow coming down, very cold and windy. And then when the oaths began, the sun came out. Wasn't that an amazing moment?
It was amazing. It was symbolic. And I think everyone feels like that here. That's what we feel like. It's just, you know, every day we've been waiting for this, so...
Okay, did you cry?
Yeah, I cried. It was emotional, I think. I was just thinking of all the people who were there to get them to this place. It was amazing.
Amazing, right? I mean, I think there were a lot of tears shed today, tears of joy. I would like to know particularly for you what it feels like to see a fellow member of the South Asian community have such a huge, high-profile position.
It means so much. I can't even put it into words. I feel like, I was an immigrant. I came over when I was three, but our parents always instilled in us the duty of public service. You know, my parents were doctors, but we worked on the Kennedy campaign growing up. We always thought to give back to our community. And it's just amazing to see her, you know, achieve this in all her hard work. You know, she's a self-made woman. When I met her, she's just very gracious. She was very inspiring. I was new to politics. I've just been elected 3 years. And she was just very supportive, you know. So she said, you know, a lot of Indians and South Asians in the U.S. That I have experience with, she had said that she have excelled, you know, at science and business. And politics mm-hmm. is one arena where we have not made a mark. And she's made such a mark today. It's amazing.
Indelible, like huge. Yes, many tears shed. We're speaking with Sanjita Doshi, councilwoman in New Jersey, who, as you just heard, has met Kamala Harris and certainly feels inspired by her. I always wonder, you know, when you meet someone who you admire, sometimes it can be a little disappointing, but it sounds like there was nothing of that. Often one of two things happens. You either feel like, it wasn't what I expected, or it's the opposite. You're like, wow, that's why she is who she is. So you fall into that category and how you felt when you met Harris.
Totally. That's a great way to put it. She has that energy. I believe in energy, and she has that positive energy and just gracious too. You know, she, you know, when I met her, it was a group that was supporting Indian politicians, and she was one of the speaker there, and she was just very supportive, and she just has positive energy, which I think this country needs right now.
Yeah. Heck yeah. We all need it. I want to bring you back to what Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar said about how little boys and girls across America will now know, having seen Kamala Harris take the oath, that anything is possible. I often say it's so important to see people who look like us assume roles, to know that we can do it. Did you have that? Did you have someone who inspired you to take this route and to get into politics?
By education, I'm an engineer and I have an MBA. And like I said, I gave it up to my mom because they've always been, she became a doctor in India. Like she would have been 85 years old, you know, at a time and a place when women weren't educated even,
wow.
You know, they
mm-hmm.
were just married and they brought us here, but they always taught that you have to leave the world a better place or any place you go than you found it. It's easy to sit at home and complain about things. It's hard to get out there. So I think when I actually am kind of behind the scenes kind of person, but mm-hmm. I've always been involved in planning board, domestic violence groups. My mom started that in Boston, where I'm from, helping immigrants, you know, who are dealing with domestic violence. And she's always taught me to give back to the community, I think. So it's, you know, be the change you want to see. We always lived with that. So.
Well, and you said you grew up politically engaged, that you were working on the Kennedy campaign. Councilwoman Doshi, during your time in office, you know, you've been an active member of the Human Relations Committee on the advisory board of Inspiring South Asian American Women. How do you feel in your role, knowing that other little girls and little boys are looking at you and thinking anything is possible?
I feel that if we can help, if we can bring people up with us, that's great. And if we can just answer questions, I feel the Inspiring South Asian Women is a great group, because traditionally, you know, I think it's hard, like being first-generation immigrants, you know, traditionally they're taught to just work hard, keep your head low, don't make any waves. But if you're not part of the conversation, no one's going to listen to your issues. You know, you have to have people, and it's sacrifice. Public service is sacrifice, which I found out, you know, from my family, you missing a lot of time at home. It just made me take a real appreciation for politicians and what they've, you know, given up. And I think I do have hope in this new generation coming up, that they're more politically engaged, you know, and it matters to them, you know, to make the world a better place, I think.
Yeah, we were just talking about that before, the record numbers. Yes, a huge divide, but nonetheless, record engagement, record numbers of people turning out to vote. Do you think having Kamala Harris as vice president, a woman of color, do you think that means that what we saw under Trump's presidency, you know, sort of the open and emboldened racism, do you think that will diminish?
I think we have a long way to go in this country to heal because of, you know, the history that we have for, you know, hundreds of years. But I think maybe it will get better if people try to heal. And I loved the little girl, I mean, I call it a little girl, the young lady today who spoke the poem. You know, she said, "And lay down your arms and open your arms instead." So I feel that most people want the same thing. They want a good, safe place to live and raise their families, you know, and they're just people. So I hope with her being elected that we're getting closer to healing in this country.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And I, too, was incredibly inspired by that. She's 22 years old, the youth poet laureate Amanda Gorman. I was, as she was speaking, I literally was Googling her. I'm like, who is this? I need to know more about her. And her words, "There is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it." I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the exact words in front of me. But whoa, what a day, what a day. Thank you so much for your time. And it'll be, you know, it's a new day.
It was great talking to you today, too. We're all just so happy. And thank you so much for having me on your show.